You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Look Up and Live. And now here is Dr. Schultz.
Did you know that it is a very serious sin against God to be grumbling and complaining all the time? There are many days when some of us don't have one good word to say about life. We gripe about the weather. We are critical of our co-workers. We make less than complimentary remarks about our spouse. We pan the press. We harangue about high prices. Oh yes, some days there is not one positive statement that flows from our lips. Now, of course, most of us don't really think that complaining or grumbling is sinning, or at least we don't think that such activity is all that bad of a sin. We all do it. Consequently, we conclude that constant carping and criticism must not be all that serious. Furthermore, when we examine our lives, in a general way, we are tempted to conclude that, at least by our own standards, we have not been as bad as some of our neighbors. Our family is intact. We have not been in jail. We pay our taxes. We get along, at least with most people, most of the time. However, when we read the Bible, we learn very quickly and very clearly that if we really want to offend God, then simply grumble and complain. This action may not be a serious sin in our own eyes, but it is a very serious sin in the eyes of God. And so today, I would like to invite you to listen very closely to a short story recorded in the Bible. This dramatic account is about people who grumbled. It's about people who were self-centered and self-serving. They were constantly critical, and this story is also about how God responded to that sin of constant griping and endless complaining. This is a true story. It actually happened in history. But like in other situations where God's miraculous grace is involved, this record is in many ways unbelievable. Nevertheless, this account is a story of hope, a message of encouragement for you and me, and for all those of us who are willing to admit that in the sight of God, we are sinners. We have failed and we need help. We cannot help ourselves. We need someone to rescue us from the serious sin of always being critical of everything and everyone. In the Bible, we read that as the children of Israel traveled to the Promised Land, they set out from Mount Hor, by the way of the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the Bible says the people became impatient because of the journey. Like many of us, of course, do every day, these people were critical. They began to grumble and to complain endlessly. Then the Bible explains that these people spoke not only against Moses, but even against God. Why, they asked, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no food and no water. We loathe this miserable food. Then the Bible explains that because of their constant carping and complaining, the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. These snakes bit the people, and many people died. The people then came to Moses and said, we have sinned, because we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Intercede with the Lord, that he may remove the serpents from us. Moses, the Bible explains, interceded for the people. The Lord then said to Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it on a standard or on top of a pole, and it shall come about that everyone who is bitten and everyone who looks at the snake on the top of the pole, he shall live. And so, as unusual as this order from God must have appeared to Moses, Moses obeyed God. He made a bronze serpent. He set it on top of a standard or a pole, and it came about, the Bible says, that those who were bitten by snakes, when they looked at the serpent on the pole with the eyes of faith and the saving promise of God, they lived. Amazing, absolutely amazing, isn't it? By simply looking up at a snake on a pole, people were saved from death. Now, of course, this is obviously not reasonable, and it is certainly not logical, but praise be to God. It is explainable. This miracle of God's salvation is explainable, however, only by the grace and the mercy of God. And this is also why the preaching of the cross of Christ seems to be so much foolishness to people also in 1996. That the cross of Christ has the power to save us from our sins is for many today as illogical and even as laughable as the salvation serpent was in Moses' day. Nevertheless, the message of God's gracious salvation recorded in the Bible is crystal clear. Jesus Christ died on the crucifixion cross of Calvary. He was raised up on the crucifixion cross, just like the fiery snake had been raised up on a pole in Moses' day. And just as in Moses' day, those of you in 1996 who look up to the Christ of the cross and with eyes of faith trust in His saving power, those of you who do this, you will be saved from the curse of your sins. This is not a clever idea or a hoax of man. This is the central and the dependable, gracious promise of our holy God. Now, of course, this may also seem a bit far-fetched. For me to take a snake raised up on a pole in Moses' day and compare it to the power of the crucified Christ, who was also raised up on the bloody cross. But before you reject all of this, or even laugh at this, let me read directly from the Bible. These are the words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man, Jesus, must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in Him, in Jesus, may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, in Jesus, should not perish, but have eternal life." This, my friend, is the good news of God's gospel, which has the power to save you from all of your sins. This good news may be illogical, unreasonable, and even laughable, but always remember, this is the gospel of God. Oh, I know how many of you must feel about all of this today. Why does all this seem so foolish? Why does it seem so ridiculous to believe that a man dying on the cross has the power to save you from your sin? The Apostle Paul provides the answer. He explains that God does not use human wisdom to save us, but instead, God uses His own way. He uses the way of His only Son. God uses the innocent and bloody death and the glorious Easter resurrection of His own Son, Jesus, to save you and me from our sins. Speaking by divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul wrote, "For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but unto us who are being saved, this message is the power of God. Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." And why is this? Simply because, according to the Bible, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And so then, as we look back at our text for today, of the story of the serpents in Moses' day, this powerful portrayal of God's grace has a second lesson to teach us. You see, the people in Moses' day received some painful stings as a result of their sin. This is very much like today. Some of the sins we commit are also painful, and the sting can continue for a long, long time. In 1996, we don't have fiery snakes crawling among us and biting us, but daily, we often feel the endless stinging of our past sins. For example, in our own families, we have disagreements and even intense arguments. Then, in our stubbornness, we often refuse to forgive each other. This endless sting of sin is like a snake bite. Who can count the sons and daughters in our land who have had bitter words with their parents? And some of these tragedies of tough talk may have taken place 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but the stinging and the hurting continues even to today. Or sometimes we as parents, when we are busy and when our children ask for help or attention, we brush them aside or we push them away. In our self-centered and self-serving lifestyle, we have convinced ourselves that our activities are more important. We don't want to be disturbed, we think. Eventually, however, our own children learn that there are others who care for them more than we do, and eventually, to our embarrassment and even to our tears, we realize that our own children begin to prefer to spend extra time with others rather than with us. Again, this mistake in raising our children may have been made years and years ago. However, it continues to be a painful sting that will just not go away. This is also why so many people who have suffered the endless sting of their past sins, why they rejoice when they hear the good news of the gospel of God. Oh, indeed, we may never be able to forget completely those past foolish and shameful actions of this life. However, the good news of God's gospel assures us that it is not necessary for this pain to go on and on and on in our lives. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2 that when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, your sins and my sins were also nailed to that same bloody tree. When Jesus died, his death paid the price for our sins. And when you were dead, the Bible says, in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with Jesus, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and He, God, has now taken our sin out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Oh, God has not changed over the centuries. God continues to save us by His grace. Only the focus of our faith has been shifted. And instead of fixing our eyes of faith on a snake raised up upon a pole, we now have Jesus Christ crucified and raised up on the crucifixion cross. And even though this crosstalk is folly and foolishness in the minds of modern man, the power of the cross of Christ is the wisdom of God for our salvation. How indeed, sometimes life can be difficult, disgusting, discouraging, depressing, and also very, very painful due to the endless sting of our past sins. Yet when we feel these uncomfortable stings of life, let's always remember the people of Moses' day, and may our hearts always be encouraged as we see how people were saved, not by the snake raised up upon the pole, but by trusting in God's gracious promise of salvation in Jesus Christ. And so then, my friend, when you and I today sincerely confess our failures, and when we acknowledge the sting of our own sin, then we need also to listen to the Lord. God is speaking to you today through His prophet Isaiah when He says, "I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgression for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." Oh, this is the good news for you. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. He laid down His life on the altar of the cross, and when our Savior's warm blood flowed from His flesh, ripped open by the nails driven through His hands and feet, then like a cleansing agent, this blood washed your sins clean. In His bloody death, Jesus was not a performer of sensationalism. No! In His death and resurrection, Jesus was fulfilling prophecy. Come now, Isaiah the prophet said, let us reason together, for although your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, and even though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. Your sins are forgiven, my friend, and so let the pain of your sin continue no more. Let the sting of your conscience be healed and quieted. Those who griped and complained in Moses' day were forgiven by God of their terrible sin as they looked up to the serpent on the pole. Likewise, you today, look up. Yes, look up to the crucifixion cross of Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross, that whoever believes in Him, in Jesus, may have eternal life. For the Bible explains, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, my dear friend, Jesus Christ died for your sins. Trust in His saving power, for when you do, you can then live every day with the beautiful promise that in Christ, God will save you from the eternal condemnation of all of your past sins and mistakes. Look up. Yes, look up. Fix your eyes of faith upon the crucifixion cross of Christ, and then live both in this life and also in eternity. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.